AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shoppers boosted buying despite high prices. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Retail sales jumped 1% from June to July, the biggest gain in a year and a half. That helps ease concerns the economy slowing due to price hikes. While higher prices and interest rates have hit consumers hard, many are still able to keep spending since average wages have also been rising. Markets plunged earlier this month amid a weaker than expected jobs report and the unemployment rate rising for a fourth straight month. But the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week. In another sign, the job market remains resilient. Sagar Magani, Washington.
J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have agreed to a vice presidential debate in New York October 1st, and Vance wants more.
CNN, not exactly friendly to me, much more left-wing than almost any other media station. CNN wants to do a debate in mid-September. And I said, yes, absolutely, because the American people deserve it.
The New York debate will be hosted by CBS. A law enforcement source tells the AP one person has been arrested in connection with Matthew Perry's death from an accidental ketamine overdose last year. Ketamine is a surgical anesthetic. People close to the star of TV's Friends told coroner investigators that he was undergoing ketamine infusion therapy. The first of four supermoons this year rises Monday. The full moon inches a little closer than usual, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter in the night sky. The AP's Marcia Dunn reports next month's supermoon will coincide with a partial lunar eclipse.
It'll be like a little bite being taken out of the moon. It's not a total eclipse. It's a partial eclipse. But how cool is that to coincide with the supermoon? And lucky for us, North and South America, most of us should be able to get a great view.
October's supermoon will be the closest approach to Earth. This is AP News. A trainee doctor in India was raped and killed, setting off protests.
As doctors and paramedics in several cities across India demand better and safer working conditions. In Kolkata, hundreds of protesters carrying umbrellas and candles marched and chanted, "We want justice." Soon after, scores of unidentified mobs went on a rampage at a medical college in Kolkata, attacking vehicles and ransacking patient wards. The unrest began when police said a trainee doctor was found raped and killed. A police volunteer was arrested in connection with the crime. In New Delhi, one protester who gave only her first name, Shraddha, said she did not feel safe. Many cases of crimes against women go unreported in India due to stigma surrounding sexual violence, as well as a lack of faith in the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.